Who do we have here? If it isn't my little best friend, my cutest best friend of all. Relax. Take a seat, will you? Gosh, I don't want to hear any of your screams. Shh. No one's gonna hear you. Nobody's gonna save you either. I'm not gonna murder you or do anything bad, you goofball. Come here. Come sit next to me on this bed. I'll let them have their fun. It's a party. High school reunion party, to be exact. Are you sure you want to go out there? You wouldn't want to do that. 'Cause Tim is out there. Sage yourself. And I know how much you hated the dude. Do you really want him to ruin your night? Right. Anyway, come. If you don't want to, then don't matter. I wasn't asking for your permission anyway. See? Nice and soft. Cozy and comfy. What is it? Well, you're staring at me like I'm some weirdo. This isn't the first time you've been in this kind of scenario. You know what I'm talking about. You and me in a room. Me dragging you into a room. You should be used to it by now. Well, besides us competing on a lot of activities, I used to lock you in a room because that was my way of having you to myself. And I do like to annoy you a little bit. But I know deep down, you liked it. Or else you wouldn't be blushing like you are now. Oh gosh, I miss those times. It's those moments what made us what we are today. Who are you kidding? I remember how you would scream that you hated me, and even called me a demon. But come on, we're older now. I think I can tell if someone was into me or not. But this reunion of ours isn't about the past, correct? So you should at least loosen up. Don't you trust me? Oh well. All I know is, I can't believe that I'm here right now. It's been so long. It's clear as day. That it's just meant to be. That our destiny crosses each other's path once again. Life has a funny way of surprising us, doesn't it? Really? Well, people change, and I'm going to like the person you've become too. We both changed. You say that now, but I can show you how much, if he'll let me. So what if we've seen each other just now? We've known each other since childhood. Doesn't that count? Well, clearly not everything about you changed. You're still the easily flustered kid I know. No worries. That trait of yours has always been the cutest. But you know what I like about you the most? How competitive you were against me. After years gone by... Let's just admit that I am the best at everything. Yeah, sure, you won that spelling bee. But only because I didn't get enough sleep. I'll tell you that. I definitely kicked your ass back in that soccer game, remember? Touché. What have I been doing lately? I've been traveling, exploring new places, and let's just say, learning a new skill. Curious now, are we? Why? Are you gonna try to beat me at it? Nope, I'm not gonna tell ya. Because there's no point. I know I'm still better at it, no matter what. Fine, since you're so insistent. Flirting skills. Yep. Trying to make up for all those years spent competing instead of connecting. You're so slow. So up to now, you honestly couldn't tell? I did all that competitive stuff with you because I have feelings for you, dummy. Why are you hiding your face now? You wanted an answer, and I gave you one. What's my best flirting move? That's a secret. But if you beg for it, I could show you. Jokes aside, I have to admit though, you've turned out quite well, career-wise and such. But who would have thought the rival from my school days would still be the same old shy individual? Me? Charming? I did just tell you I was working on my flirting skills. And that is part of it. Thanks. I can't deny that time has been kind to the both of us. But speaking of charm, you have to admit I always had a way with words. See, I knew you would agree. You like it, don't you? Deny it all you want. Your face sucks at keeping a poker face. But really, maybe I could teach you some of my charm one day. I might have to charge for some charm lessons, you know? Hey, I didn't say it was free. Just kidding. No, of course not. For you, I'd make an exception. I have to say, I am enjoying our little chat. But I have a proposal. Maybe we should plan a rematch. How about a friendly wager? If I win, you owe me dinner at that fancy restaurant I heard you were raving about. If you win, you get to choose how I'll repay you. I'm sure you can think of something intriguing. So I want to do a staring contest. But not a typical staring contest. We need to be really up close to each other's faces. Oh, come on. Since when did you back out to a challenge, Are you still saying no to this challenge? Great. Let the staring contest begin. Beware, because I'm really going close to you. Hi. You're about to give in, aren't you? And don't be shy. You can look away. If this makes you uncomfortable, it's okay to lose sometimes. Why don't you give up? How about this? Is this gonna make you quit? You're hella blushing. What is it? I got you. I win. Because I didn't look away. Even though I kissed you, I still looked at you. You're the one who looks sideways. Hey, I never said kissing or any other techniques weren't allowed. I was born a winner, honey. Not my fault you ain't got a strategy. But, hey. So, how about it? You better. Would I kiss you? Let's just say it was a long-awaited kiss. I've been waiting for the perfect time for that. And this was it. High school is high school. Guess I didn't have the guts that time. Hey, look at me. That kiss? I really mean it. Why are you looking so shocked? You are really the same. I've always wanted to hug you like this. So, you'll pick me up, right? Well, you know where I live. Pick me up 2 p.m. tomorrow for a date. I look forward to it. Really like to know more about my feelings for you. You'll have to wait for a little date to hear my confession.